Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. The Round Hill School Thanksgiving Supper and Program was held this past Thursday. The 7 students did a terrific job with their parts. After singing Over the River and Through the Hills, which has been somewhat of a tradition, they gave a presentation on the first Thanksgiving. It was a more solemn program than many have been in the past, focusing on the challenges the Pilgrims faced in their first year in America, and their continued desire to serve and worship the Lord, even after facing extreme hardships. The overall tone of the evening was more somber than most Thanksgiving suppers have been in the past, in part because most of us had attended the funeral of an older member of our community earlier in the day, and knowing that this would be the last Thanksgiving supper to be held at Round Hill. There was an air of sadness, but an absence of malice. Folks realized that you cannot continue to have a school without students, and you cannot have students without families. One of the side effects of the efficiencies of agriculture is that it does not take as many folks in the country to feed the world as it once did. Our children will continue to receive a quality education as part of the bigger school system. What has been severed is the line of communication between the generations, a common connection of a history of shared experiences that will be greatly missed. Its absence will not be noticed by those who follow, but for another generation, there will be a feeling that things might have been just a little better in the good old days. This morning, I'd like to share a poem that I wrote several years ago. I call this one The Big Picture. It was just an old picture, just a bunch of old men, taken a long time ago, and they were old then. They each made a difference to a kid like me. At the time, I wouldn't have come up to their knee. I don't know the occasion that brought us all there. From the Round Hill School, those faces do stare. When I look at those faces, it just makes me grin, remembering the times growing up by those men. The hills and the hollows were our hallowed halls. I reflect on the lessons learned outside school walls. From Rudy, the blacksmith, when you build, build it stout, and another pound of rod should remove any doubt. Glenn, the horse trader, take a positive view. It's a mighty rare horse whose virtues are few. If you look the right places, some points he'll win. A lesson still true of horses and men. Irvin was by Glenn in that picture long ago. My closest neighbor and the best one I'll know. A rancher, a cowman, not much for farming. He used a horse and a dog. Now ain't that alarming? That young fella sitting at the end of the table, you can tell he's a clown without any label, spoutin' some windy about the day that he had. He influenced me some. That guy is my dad. It takes a village to raise a child. This phrase wasn't coined by me. I was blessed to grow up in a community where there was no distinction between friends and neighbors, and both the young and the old pitched in with the labors. Things were not perfect, I won't make that claim, but it was a good life. Have I done the same for the next generation as those old men did? Just spending some time alongside of a kid. I guess that poem sort of puts the reins back in my hands, doesn't it? It might take a little more effort, but time spent building relationships is not time wasted. Thanks for joining me for Homegrown this morning. It's hard to believe we are already to the middle of November. I hope to see many of you Homegrown listeners at an event in your community in the coming months. And if you would be interested in sharing the gift of cowboy poetry with someone you care about, please stop by the Homegrown webpage at www.rpsmith.us and take a look at what we have available. Hoping our happy trails cross soon, I'm R.P. Smith.